Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Wonders of Our Blessed Mother Mary. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you were to ask me, how devoted are you, Jim, to the Blessed Virgin Mary? Well, I am totally consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I am holding her hand right now with my rosary wrapped around my hand that I might properly honor her today on this program and at all times. Mary is my queen, but she is also my mother. I love Mary and I entrust everything to her. I feel her mantle wrapped around me at this very moment. I feel her incredible love. I experience this. There is no one beside God who cares more about me and more about you than our Blessed Mother Mary. What unfathomable empathy she has for you as well. I am comforted by Mary whenever I turn to her, and this comfort is available to everyone. Sometimes the objection arises, why do you pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary for her to intercede or pray for you to Jesus? Why not go to Jesus directly? Let me first make a point. Mary never takes us away from our Lord Jesus. She always leads me closer to Jesus. She always leads you closer to Jesus. As at the wedding at Cana, she tells us, do whatever he tells you, John 2:5. You may answer, I don't need Mary to go to Jesus. Well, don't we all need the help of our earthly mothers at some points in our life? Can we really say that we could have made it on our own without the love and help of our mothers? And we may have very well taken for granted and not been aware of many of the sacrifices our mothers have made for us. I know I have often taken my mother for granted. Listen, if it wasn't for your mother, you would not be who you are right now. As a matter of fact, you would not even exist, let alone have matured and thrived. And you might even owe the indispensable seeds of your faith to your mother. Well, Mary is our mother too. Yes, she is your mother. Why not go to Jesus directly? Well, I do pray to Jesus directly as I do to our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, but often I also ask others to pray for me. You ask others to pray for you, don't you? Why? Well, virtually everyone agrees that it is a good thing to pray for others. Scripture is full of examples and encouragement to pray for others. Do we believe and hope that those who have died in the grace of God are in heaven or on their way to heaven? Then they are more alive than we are. Those in heaven are actually with God, beholding his face in the beatific vision. So we can most certainly ask them to pray for us. Is God not able in his infinite power to permit those who have died in his grace to hear our prayers? Of course he can, and he does. So if I can ask friends and family here on earth, for example, my relatives in heaven or on their way there through a purification process in purgatory to pray for me, can I not ask Jesus' own mother, Mary, to pray for me? And if Jesus will listen to our prayers for others and to the prayers of those who have died in his grace, will he not most certainly pay very, very close attention to the prayers of his own mother? Do you think he will ignore his mother? In fact, we should have every confidence that he will not ignore even our own personal prayers, and he will always honor the prayers of his mother. Allow me to comment on the Blessed Virgin Mary's humility. You see, the more humble the person praying, the more absolute is the fact that our Lord Jesus will, every time, answer prayer, granting the greatest possible good. Yes, every time. God accomplishes his greatest deeds through humble souls. The most humble person who ever lived, besides the God-man Jesus, was the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the model of humility. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on, all ages will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name, Luke 1:46-49. Mary admits her humility, her lowliness. She then tells the truth that all ages will call her blessed, but she immediately gives the glory to God in truth. Mary was immaculately conceived, meaning she was born without sin and never sinned. However, she also suffered greater crosses and humiliations than any person ever born or ever to be born other than Jesus himself. How attentive is Mary to us and our prayers? Mary is so marvelously attentive to us. I have often taken comfort and confidence in the following words of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, and my hope is that you will find comfort as well. Our ministry, by the way, Forming Faithful Families, is consecrated to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Listen, perhaps you're having a bad day or going through a difficult time, or you've encountered a disaster or tragedy in your life. I think these words of Mary to us, to you, will help. These are Our Lady's words to St. Juan Diego in 1531, but they're addressed to you personally. as well. Listen, my son, to what I tell you now. Do not be troubled nor disturbed by anything. Do not fear illness, nor any other distressing occurrence, nor pain. Am I not your mother? Am I not life and health? Have I not placed you on my lap and made you my responsibility? Do you need anything else? I want to share with you one thing that our Blessed Mother Mary does amazingly well. Well, Mary does everything well, but there is one apropos thing that she does especially well. That is that she accompanies us in every moment in our suffering, in our crosses, in adversity. When our merciful Father has permitted us, perhaps you, to hang and bleed on the cross for a while, Mary, our mother, your mother of the sorrowful heart, is always at the foot of our cross, as she was at her son's. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, John 19:25. During my leukemia sojourn, I placed all my needs with confidence into Mary's trustworthy hands every morning, and what incredible hope and peace this gave me. There is no one beside God who cares more about you than our Blessed Mother Mary. What unfathomable empathy she has for you. And there is no one who has more influence to intercede for us with Jesus than his own Mother Mary. And yes, she can and does intercede. Would we ever ask a friend to pray for us? Well, we can most certainly ask Mary to pray for us. She is as truly alive as you and I are, full of life and full of grace. Another thing Mary does very well is she kind of perfects our prayers before presenting them to our blessed Lord Jesus. She makes them incredibly more efficacious. Here is an example. I used to make this analogy to my young students as a religious ed teacher. Imagine my prayer, your prayer, in the form of an apple. But my apple is imperfect with some bruises, maybe a worm or two in it as well. Well, Mary, my queen and mother, takes this apple, cleans it, shines it up, perfects it, and suddenly it is transformed into a perfect golden apple. And Mary then places it on an ornate silver platter. She then walks with great pageantry and stately attire to the throne of God in a regal procession surrounded by all the angels and saints, and with great majesty and ceremony presents the apple to her beloved son, Jesus, saying, "This is from my treasured and special child." What is your name? Place your name there. "This is from my treasured and special child." And yes, you are Mary's beloved and treasured child. How can Jesus not accept this apple, this prayer of ours, with great attention and care? We know that Mary is the mother of our Lord Jesus, but I'd like to give you some insights into how she is our mother, your mother as well. How seriously does she take her role as mother to us? We will discuss this question and others when we return momentarily to continue our discussion of the wonders of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. FormingFaithfulFamilies.com is our website. That's FormingFaithfulFamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. You can email us at FormingFaithfulFamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. So, how seriously does the Blessed Virgin Mary take her role as mother to us, to you? Mary is our mother. She is your mother. She is the quintessential mother. And it was God, Jesus himself, who gave Mary to us as our mother when he said to John, who represented us all, "This is your mother." John 19:27. Mary's supreme empathy for each of us is similar to the empathy she experienced at the foot of the cross of her son, Jesus. Because of her immaculate love and purity, she suffered more empathetically and intensely than all the physical sufferings combined one could imagine. Mary felt the pain of a mystical sword, sharper and more penetrating than any steel sword, pierce her soul. This is the pain our mother Mary takes on for us because she loves us in the most authentic and efficacious way, wherein her love is extraordinarily costly to her. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. Luke 2:35. I believe this sword opened a wound in Mary's immaculate heart, through which our prayers and sorrows pass through to Jesus' sacred heart. I believe she has carried that wound of agape love into heaven in her transfigured body for all eternity, just as her son Jesus retained his wounds. See John 20:27. Mary is constant and faithful no matter what in praying and interceding for us, for you. She is offering our pain and suffering to our Father in heaven, uniting it with the passion and death of her Son, Jesus, so that the bountiful fruit of the cross of love and everlasting life will result for our soul as well as for others. If there are any who do not believe that Mary is their mother, they may turn to John 19:25-27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Note this representation of humanity, sinners and saints alike, including Mary of Magdala, a huge sinner who became an even greater saint, as can each of us become saints. Yes, you can become a saint. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. We are called to make a place for Mary, our mother, in the home of our hearts. We see from Jesus' own lips that in one of his final words as he approached his death, keeping in mind that the last words of the dying are always supremely important words, Jesus proclaimed Mary as our mother, as your mother. John represents each of us as sons of Mary and as sons of the church. What a gift and what a mother. A partial theological explanation to the claim that Mary is our mother is that Jesus referred to Mary, his mother, at the foot of the cross as woman. Woman, behold your son. This term woman refers back to Genesis 3:14 to 15, which makes it clear he was identifying Mary as the new Eve, the mother of us all, as was the first Eve. To those who still don't believe that Mary is their mother, it is true that God gave us a free will. We can believe what we choose. However, our free will does not change objective realities. If I were to disown my own human mother and claim that she was never my mother, I could claim that all I wanted, but she would still in truth be my mother. Well, Mary is truly our mother. There are many who do not know or accept this, often through no fault of their own. However, this makes Mary no less their mother. For example, although an infant in the womb has never seen the face of his mother and may not be able to comprehend the person of his mother, though I think he or she does so in an intuitive and profound way, as we also can comprehend our mother Mary if we allow Jesus to heal us spiritually, this would make the mother no less existent. Not only that, the infant is constantly benefiting from the love, generosity, and nurturing of his mother, acknowledgement or not. Our mother Mary loves, protects, and nurtures each one of us at every moment, whether we acknowledge it or not. The only element potentially lacking is our acknowledgement of and gratefulness toward our Mother Mary. And should we ever ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for us in some way, we can be absolutely confident that she will and that her son Jesus will never refuse her anything for our good. You see, Mary is a giver. She's a pourer. In other words, she's always giving and always pouring herself out for others. She has never been and never will be centered on herself. This is one of the reasons why Mary is supremely happy, though in a mysterious way, at the same time, sorrowful because of her deep empathy toward each one of us, toward you, beyond your imagination, with the suffering of her children. Like any good mother, Mary feels the pain of her suffering children to a great extent, more than they do themselves. Every mother understands this. Multiply the sorrowful empathy of the most loving and sorrowful mother you know by the largest number you can think of, and multiply that by the same number a trillion times, and we will have some very dim understanding of the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary. You know, I think that even we as Catholics underestimate the intercessory power of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I need to tell you that even those devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary often underestimate her unfathomable love for us and her power of intercession. We are called to return that love just to say the name Mary with a deep love and tenderness. While contemplating her and her virtues is enough, in my very convinced opinion, to essentially assure the saving of one's soul. Well, I know this is a bold comment. I'll explain it further when we come back in a moment. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. FormingFaithfulFamilies.com is our website. Forming Faithful Families, strengthening families and individuals in their faith. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Call us at 708 708- 334-1988 for any reason. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. So, how is it that I made the bold statement that just to say the name Mary with a deep love and tenderness while contemplating her and her virtues is enough, in my very convinced opinion, to essentially assure the saving of one's soul? Not that we could go forward from that moment, living our lives steeped in sin and with no concern about repentance or the need of God's mercy or love for God. Rather, because the utterance of Mary's sublime name with love is enough to win so many tremendous graces from our Lord Jesus through Mary, one will naturally be propelled toward growth in a life of sanctity from that moment on. As a matter of fact, when we let the name Mary emanate from our heart and lips, one can envision, with certainty, our Lord Jesus seated at the right hand of our merciful Father, suddenly leaning forward with rapt attention to our soul, all our needs, all our prayers, and all of our intentions. For when we love His mother, Mary, we have suddenly become part of Jesus' special inner circle, upon which He constantly lavishes extraordinary gifts through His Holy Spirit, Mary's spouse. Blessed be the name of Mary, the Theotokos, the Mother of God. Some say the rosary is repetitive and dry. Some may claim that the rosary is a repetitive prayer, that it is not meaningful. Volumes can and have been written on the beauty and efficacy of the rosary, but to give an insight, which I borrow from Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, my hero, with every Hail Mary, We are, in a sense, simply saying to Jesus and Mary, I love you. Could we ever really say or hear, I love you, in a heartfelt way, too often to or from someone we love? By the grace of God, I honor Mary with a rosary each day. My prayer is that you will accept the invitation to do the same if you are not doing so already. And if you do pray the rosary, you understand, as I do, that this is a very special and profound prayer with great efficacy that brings peace to us and into our families. May Jesus give us the grace to be His pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love.